Welcome back here to the HKG Architecture Broadcast Booth. My name's Ryan Martin on the call. Smitty's getting a nice win. I like it. A lot of confidence. A lot of guys contributed in the lineup as they stand here with head coach Nathan Cannelli. Got to be excited about your kids' effort.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, it's always nice to just get that first win out of the season, right? But, I mean, call a spade, this is a team that we're supposed to beat.
Right.
You know, job's not finished. We have Brookings on Thursday. We got competitive games coming up. So there's a lot of things that we learned from today that we can get better at. But, I mean, we just gotta kind of round out those edges a little bit to be competitive with some of those top teams.
Yeah. I mean, you look at Groton's, you know, previous games, they're a solid team. I mean, they're probably smaller town Class B. But, yeah, I mean, as Smitty's playing in Class A, we should beat that Class B team. And I think we came out ready to play. I think the first inning is always a little interesting.
Yep.
I think that's something you're probably keying on. Okay?
For sure, yeah. That's exactly what I was just talking about is, you know, those first couple innings for us, we just come out slow, right? But, you know, thank goodness it was a nine-inning game today. We kind of had time to let it develop a little bit, you know, put up those crooked numbers and good ABs. And they came around, but, yeah, that's definitely something that we're talking about with these guys every day at practice and just our approach is, hey, we got to come out like our hair's on fire, right? Mm-hmm. We got to put up those two, three runs in the first inning and then stay competitive throughout the entire game versus, you know, starting out slow, then kind of bringing it on all at once. So just kind of being consistent, being competitive right at the start, that's something that we're really, really focusing on.
As this group comes together, I think that can be there. I think that you can play loose and have swagger and still be locked.
For sure.
That the good teams do that. It's hard to develop that.
Yep.
But when you can be smiling and playing loose and showing swagger, but yet still playing small ball, limiting errors, limiting walks, that type of thing, I think that's where you're trying to get on.
Without a doubt. And, yeah, these group of guys, let me look at these guys right here. Yeah. They're putting on bats and helmets on Joe on his post-game interview.
They got more swagger than they even know.
Exactly.
Show it.
I know. I'm just watching these guys. They act like he's on camera right now, but he's not. It's just a phone recording. But I got to love it. No, these guys, they're a great group. And yeah, it'll come around. I mean, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and we're surrounded by these guys who play good baseball and who are good kids too. So I can't even hardly focus on what I'm watching right now. This is ridiculous. But
Super Senior and Sifkin, I think he adds a calmness.
He does.
To you. You know, we just – you have, the super senior situation is always a little interesting, right? These kids come back. They're 19 years old. They come off their freshman year of college. You're going to be a big leader, whether you like it or not.
Yep.
And I think Sifkin does exactly what the Bryce Anglin Scholarship Award winner does. Does everything the right way. Not too overly vocal, but likes the situation, likes the pressure.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, he's just Mr. Consistent. Mm. You know what I mean? It's never a bad day with Lance. He's always smiles, always positive, and always just, you know, comes and talks to us what he's seeing behind the plate or if he's in outfield, what he's seen in ABs. You know, he's a great guy to have on this team. And yeah, like you said, just like super, super calm, cool, and collected. We love having Lance on the team. We love having Talon, too. Talon's definitely the locker room guy for sure. I mean, they're both great to have around.
He'll be ready to go soon.
Talon. Oh yeah, yep, okay. Yep. He's ready to go. He just had PT today, so he's gonna be ready to throw here soon.
Rapid City, what'd you get out of that? Tough team out there in 320, battled. Where'd you come?
Yeah, they're a good team. I mean, they're comparable to us, right? Mm-hmm. You know, just kind of that team that can, you know, play that competitive team and get some wins too, but also depends on the day.
Yeah.
Right. So they're a young team, kind of like what we are. I mean, we should have probably came out with a couple wins, but it just wasn't our weekend. I mean, long travel, just some missing some guys for track. And, you know, excuses are like armpits. Everybody has them.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's baseball. It's a long season. And at the very least, we learned something from it.
Yeah.
You know?
Those pressure situations, right? When you get two teams that are pretty even,
right?
A walk either way, or, you know, that pitch is just off the plate, or you might boot that one grounder.
Yep.
That's exactly how it was. It's a fine line between winning and losing there, you know, when you start talking talent.
That's exactly how it was. We missed a couple ground balls, you know, because we executed small ball well. Just the hits weren't coming our way and just some defensive mistakes and you lose a couple there. But, I mean, I'd like to think that if we played them again in four games, we'd sweep them the next four games. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what these guys have to offer. I mean, we've seen so much, and they're just, like I said before, they're just a good group, and we're just excited for the season.